John chapter 15, verse 22, Jesus says, "I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." A couple of years ago, I took my wife Christy to see a James Taylor concert. And it was 3 hours of classic after classic. But my favorite song of the night was the song that he said was the first song he wrote and performed in public. The first people he played the song were Paul McCartney and George Harrison. And so James Taylor started picking his guitar, and it was instantly recognizable, and the crowd started cheering, and then he sang, "There's something in the way she moves, or looks my way, or calls my name, that seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue or troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. And she's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, then you can tell that she's been with me now. And she's been with me now quite a long time." Well, I love that song for several different reasons. First, simply because it's a brilliant piece of music and songwriting, but also because it reminds me of my wife, Christy. There's just something about being in her presence that brings me peace no matter what's going on. But there is a greater reality that as believers, we must see. Because one day, I will be without Christy. She cannot bring me infinite, indestructible joy because either she will die or I will die. There's coming a day that we will be without one another, and the only thing left will be, well, memories. But with Christ, the reason His joy is indestructible is for the very reason that He is indestructible Himself. He will never die. And if I'm in Him, then I have eternal life as well. James Taylor said there's something in the way she moves. He can't quite put his finger on it. Just something about her that's mysterious. But in the gospel, we know exactly what it is in Jesus: death, resurrection, and the reign as King. That brings indestructible joy. And when I'm feeling down and blue, I look to Him, what He has accomplished on my behalf and who I am in Him and the mission that He has called me to. Then joy rises. When you pray today, please remember Adam Batarse and his family, our missionaries in Florida. And also remember the Nabeet LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.